Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, visit the website at Friends of Kevin. So we got my friend Scott Snyder with us. We're going to be talking a little bit about photography in a second. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Living the dream, my friend. So, Scott, how long have you been a photographer, and how does someone become a professional photographer?
I've been a photographer for a long time. I graduated from high school in 1981, and I immediately went to photography school at the Art Institute of Atlanta, the fall right after high school. How does one become a professional photographer? Professional is an interesting word with photography.
Yes.
Because there's no license. I generally think a professional photographer is somebody who's earning a good part of their income with photography. But
yep.
Then the flip side of that is there's a whole training or certification that goes on with photography. For me, it was with Professional Photographers of America, and I've done training for years and years with them. And then there's a certification that I have and a number of people have that just recognizes a certain level of professionality and proficiency.
Nice. So tell us a little bit about New Hampshire real estate photography then, Scott.
The biggest part of my business is real estate photography, and I market that under the logo New Hampshire Real Estate Photography. I make professional, beautiful images of houses, commercial structures, pieces of land that helps agents, brokers, homeowners sell their homes and pieces of property more quickly. Another big part of what I do is help agents and brokers get more business. They start using my photography and professional photography in general as a selling point in getting more business.
I agree with you. This is really important because in my business, I interact with a lot of real estate people, and often they don't hire a professional, and it shows. You have this beautiful $900,000 listing, and you're using pictures from your cell phone that just don't highlight the house properly to be politically correct about it. You look at that, and it's just such a disservice. It really makes sense to, like you said, use your photography business as a selling point of why someone should list a house with you, right?
Totally. Yeah, in this day and age, everybody's looking at things online, and everybody's so visually geared to visuals. And you literally have just a few seconds to catch someone's attention. Say somebody's hunting for a house and they're looking through listings. You just have moments before somebody clicks to the next listing. The best way to do that is with a really alluring, beautiful image.
Makes perfect sense. Now, do you cover the whole state of New Hampshire?
I try and stay south of the White Mountains. I also work.
Okay.
I work the width of the state, and I go down into northern Mass, and I'll go into southern Vermont and the southern edge of Maine.
So now, walk me through what happens if a realtor hires you to come out and shoot some photos of the home. What's the process? How do you work?
So the way I work is trying to book the house at a time that's going to be the highlight the house. For instance, I wanted to have it lit correctly for the exteriors. When I show up to shoot a house, depending on the weather of the day, I'll either shoot the exterior or the interior first, whichever is going to most highlight the most attractive features of the exterior. Interiors, everything is professionally lit, so I can pretty much control what the interiors look like. Exteriors, I'll also take into account things like wind and what the weather is doing, because I'm often doing drone images as well, and I have to do drone images, aerial drone images. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no. I'm just impressed that you're doing that, because that seems to be the new hot thing.
Oh, it definitely is. And not every home needs drone images, but some just really take off. Anything that's on the water, anything that has an interesting piece of property. And also, just New England is full of homes that are built on top of a hill, so that if you're shooting from the ground, you're shooting for 10 or 15 feet below the front door level. And there's just no way to make that home look really beautiful without getting some height.
I never thought of that.
Yeah.
So now, how long does it take you to photograph a home? This isn't you show up and you're gone 5 minutes later by the sound of it.
No, it really depends on the size of the home. But in general, it takes me about an hour for every 1,000 square feet. So on a 2,000 square foot home, it may take me 2 hours. A 5,000 square foot home is a whole different animal, and it may take up to half a day to shoot that really well. Because I'm not just going in and shooting the home. I'm really trying to gear my shoot around when the lighting of the house was going to be best. With homes with beautiful exteriors, I'm trying to, when I'm shooting interiors, I'm also trying to light the interior house of the house beautifully, but show the views to the exterior as well. So I'm really trying to gear when I shoot to be able to do that the best.
Makes sense. Now, do you have specific packages you offer?
I do. I have a sort of minimal package for people who are trying on a budget that includes 30 to 40 images, and it's just sort of a straight real estate package, straight photography package. And then my bread and butter package is $300 and includes drone images, exterior images, elevated exterior images, interior images of entire rooms, and then also detail shots of the interior. Beyond that, I also offer things like floor plans, and that's
But you
sort
said
of,
that was
sort
only
of,
$300?
Yeah, that's right.
That's an amazing deal.
It really is.
An expensive listing, and, $300 to highlight it, that's going to help you sell it quicker and showcase the property. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I think that's a no-brainer.
Yeah, it's really a good deal for that sort of thing. And then I also have tailor-made packages for larger properties, for commercial properties, for multi-unit properties, or people who are trying to get multiple listings covered at the same time. So I'm really happy to tailor-make things, packages
nice.
For just the properties.
What type of turnaround do you have? Because I imagine something like this, turnaround is essential.
Turnaround is essential. For most home packages, I give myself 48 hours, but I've never actually turned anything around in less than over 24. But I'm sure at some point it's going to happen. I'm just going to stumble.
Sure.
But 24 hours is my normal turnaround time. And often it's the same evening as the shoot.
Yep. Now, do you work with both realtors and people who are trying to sell their homes by themselves?
I do. I work with a whole bunch of whole different number of audiences. I work with real estate brokers and agents. I work with homeowners who are trying to sell their homes themselves. I work with contractors and builders to showcase things that they've just constructed. I work with interior designers as well.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense and stuff. So But now you also have another side of your business too. Can we talk a little bit about that one?
My original love in photography was fine art landscape photography, and after years of sort of doing everything, I was a wedding photographer and a portrait photographer and a real estate photographer, and now I really focus my business just on two areas, real estate and architectural photography and fine art landscape photography. And in that arena, I have things showing in most of the New Hampshire League of Craftsmen galleries, and I have shows that open. I try and keep something in a show most of the time.
Yep.
For instance, this Friday, I have a gallery opening in New London at a place called Blue Loon from 5:30 to 7. So anybody that would like to see some really beautiful fine art photography, come on out to that.
Your business has to be really rewarding on both sides. Because like you said, you're doing a show and you see somebody look at your work and be like, oh my God, you know, that's amazing way to capture that photo. That has to be super rewarding.
Oh, it totally is. I totally love my job. And whichever way it is, I love photographing homes and really showcasing beautiful properties, but it's also rewarding, really showcasing homes that aren't initially as attractive as other homes, but really making
yep.
them shine, showing what they can be. And the flip side of doing my fine art photography, I just totally get pulled into the beauty of New England landscapes. I'm so grateful to live here in New England. Every little pocket and every corner of each state looks a little different and has its own beauty. And to be able to share that with people is just really rewarding.
I'm just impressed with people like you that have that ability to see something and capture the photo. You know, when I look at, you know, pictures and shows, I'm just like, you know, I walked by that 100 times and I never saw it from that point of view. It's a gift to me and stuff. And it's really nice. But like you said, even on the real estate, it's helping that realtor and the homeowner showcase that house, maybe in a way they haven't even seen it yet. That has to be really good when someone says to you, thanks so much for helping me sell our house over every other house that was on the market today.
Oh, it's one of the things that I see right now in this super hot real estate market is agents who are getting listings, and then they immediately are getting calls. And more than once in the last few months, I've seen listings that are sold within days or hours of going out or under contract. It's pretty amazing
yep.
seeing how fast things go
it
these
really
days.
Is. Yeah. So, Scott, how can people reach out to you? How can they learn more, my friend?
They can reach me at Scott Snyder Photography or at scott@nhrealestate.com. They can also give me a call or find me on the web at nhrealestate.com.
Scott, I really appreciate you taking a few minutes to call into the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Hey, thanks very much. I appreciate it, Kevin.
Have a great day. Yep, bye now.
Bye-bye.